This podcast is a part of the Blueberry Network. You can find this and other great podcasts at blueberry.com. That's blueberry with no E's .com.
Theater Geeks is a production of the Dufour Creative Network.
I'm Dave Dufour.
I'm John Shelp.
I'm Marcia Fulmer. And we are Theater Geeks.
Hi, well, welcome to Theater Geeks, the podcast about community theater and the performing arts. And we are once again at the Bristol Opera House in Bristol, Indiana, with a live audience. Give yourselves a hand,
Yay.
Live audience. Thank you for being with us. And we are so glad that we have you here. Hang on just a minute. I've got to stop. Well, I got too many buttons to push. All right. We are live at the Bristol Opera House, and we are going to be playing everybody's favorite game show of theatrical knowledge, I Know, I Know. And with me today are, of course, John and Marcia, but also Demaree Dufour-Nonaman, who is our quiz master, our MC for the games today, Mr. Kevin Nagelsky. Welcome, Kevin.
Hi, everyone.
And with us as well via Skype from the West Coast is Deirdre Lovejoy. And we're going to be talking to you this episode about the upcoming excitement in your life. So we'll get into that. But the first thing we need to do is, of course, move right into the games and let the games begin with Mr. Kevin Nagelsky.
Hi, Deirdre. How are you?
Hey, we're gonna Mr. Kevin Nagelsky.
We're going to play a little game called Stump the Celebrity. Now, as most people out there know, but maybe everybody out in our listening audience doesn't know, that Deirdre is going to be appearing in the upcoming Broadway show Lucky Guy with Tom Hanks. Now, Hanks is the star, but this game we're playing today is not about stars, but the folks in secondary and supporting roles in well-known shows over the year up to present day. Now, how many will you know, Deirdre? Well, we're going to find out quite soon here. All right. Dee Dee's going to be playing for a member of our studio audience who is allowed to assist her. So we're going to go ahead and draw a name and call someone up.
He's picking a name.
How many does she have to get right? Like she has to get at least half right.
Right.
At least half right.
Right. So I haven't gotten that far yet.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And the player today is Carol Chrisman.
Carol, come on up.
Come on up. You can come over and take a place at the microphone.
Come on
and
up.
You can put your heads together digitally, as we say.
Yes. Now we have 10.
We can do it.
Well, you can help. We have 10 questions, and we're going to need at least half of those correct in order to win the grand prize, which is BBC announcer Peter Baker's voice on your answering machine. You do not look like Carol.
Well, I have been for 79.
That's
okay.
His first name, yes. He's a guy, Carol.
I got you.
Okay. All right. Well, yes. And you're Peter Baker's voice on your answering machine, folks. Here we are. And this is the person who will be on your answering machine should you win today, Carol.
Hello. I'm Pete Baker. Welcome to Theater Geeks Live at the Bristol Opera House. Today, someone in our audience will have a chance to play everyone's favorite test of theatrical knowledge. I know, I know. And the winner will receive me. Well, actually, the winner receives a recording of me for his or her telephone answering machine. I'll be saying something no doubt exciting, such as, Judy's not at home. She's probably walking the dog, so please leave a message at the tone. Or, Fred had too many gin and tonics last night and can't get to the phone just now. Or, Susan's not available at the moment. If you are her ex-boyfriend, don't bother leaving a message because now I'm the fellow making her breakfast in bed. Anything you want, actually. And, of course, I'll do it in my best BBC Points West style. Have a good time playing, and best of luck to all theatre geeks.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Once again, we have 10 questions. You need to get at least half of them correct.
And who's are they playing together?
Yes.
Yeah, they can play together.
This
is answer two. Okay.
This is mostly to stump Deirdre Bott. It is also, but Carol can help bail her out if he wishes.
You can help bail her out.
Yes.
Okay. We're going to start off. Question number one: who co-starred on Broadway with Robert Preston in the Meredith Willson musical set in Iowa?
Barbara Cook.
Very good, Barbara
Very good.
Cook. Number two, who played Captain Hook in the original cast of Peter Pan with Mary Martin?
Cyril Richard.
Very good. Carol, Carol, you can jump in anytime.
How are you doing, Carol?
You're doing great.
Who played?
Well, you know, I am my mother's daughter, and I would be disowned if I didn't know the answer to some of these.
Well, let's see about number three. Who played Biff in the recent revival of Death of a Salesman?
Andrew Spider-Man.
Oh, you get half a point.
Wait, don't tell me.
President's last name.
Wait, Andrew Spider-Man. Carol, what's his last name?
I have no idea.
Named after a president who was, I think, shot.
Yeah.
Garfield!
That's it.
Very good.
Very good.
What the hell?
And your mother didn't think you would get close to that one. She thought that was a pretty obscure one, so go ahead.
That's because I didn't know it.
That's right. Well, okay. I wouldn't have known it either.
Number four, who played J.B. Bigley to Daniel Radcliffe's J. Pierpont Finch in the revival of How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying? Who played Bigley?
John Larroquette.
Very good.
Whoa.
Yeah, he won the Tony Award, didn't he, for that?
Yep.
He won the Tony Award, yeah.
All right. Who played the iconic Che opposite Patti LuPont in the original New York City cast of Evita?
Andy Patinkin.
Come on now.
Give me some hard
Okay,
ones.
There we go.
He's a favorite.
Got that one right.
I don't make them up. I merely read them. Number six. What Latin songster... Well, we just did that one. Oh, no.
No, you didn't.
What Latin songster is playing Che in the current Broadway revival of Evita?
Ricky Martin.
There you go. Very good.
This former Mary Tyler Moore foil is currently co-starring with Paul Rudd in the recently opened production of Grace.
Valerie Harper?
Ed Asner.
Very good, Ed Asner. Carol! Oh. Okay, number eight. This achy breaky country singer is now playing Billy Flynn in the current cast of Chicago.
Billy Flynn?
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Billy there we
Ray
go.
Cyrus.
She's actually won already. This is just for torture's sake right now. So
we were just torturing both of them. Yeah.
For torturing's sake? Okay.
All right, number nine. Who is playing Dr. Austin Sloper opposite Jessica Chastain in The Heiress on Broadway? Now, on film, he played a well-known CBS broadcaster from the 50s.
What was it? David Strathairn.
There you go.
Very good. Ding, ding.
Yes. David, how do you pronounce that?
And finally, last one.
David Strathairn.
Strathairn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Last but not least, who was the original Ado Annie on Broadway?
Oh. Celeste Holm?
Yes, there we go.
That was a clean sweep. That's a clean sweep. You got 10 out of 10.
And Carol will get...
I missed one.
And Carol, you are going to get somebody's name on your voice.
Peter Baker, BBC announcer Peter Baker's name on your answering machine. Yeah. So get with us after the show and we'll make arrangements. Okay.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. So... Now, Didi, when you are going to be in an upcoming production called Lucky Guy, and Tom Hanks is the lead, and tell us more about that.
Well, it's a play written by Nora Ephron, who recently passed away. She wrote Sleepless in Seattle. It's a very famous screenwriter, and so she wrote this play, and. It's opening. We start previews March 1st at the Broadhurst Theater, and we open April 1st. And it's a cast of 12 people, I believe, two women and 10 men. And I I really don't. I know a few of the other cast members, but not all of them. But George Wolfe is directing, George C. Wolfe. And it should be a good show. It's about the Post and Newsday columnist from the 1980s and 90s named Mike McAlary. And that's who Tom Hanks is playing. And it's his rise as a columnist and then his downfall. So.
Wow.
That's what I can tell you.
So are you in rehearsals now, did you say?
No.
Not yet. When do you start rehearsals?
I start rehearsals January 14th
in
New York.
Okay. But now, you were telling us that she has something else coming up as well.
Well, I saw, are you actually going to be on American Horror Story?
That's it. That's what I was
doing. I shot an American Horror Story yesterday. I'm doing a cameo would be generous. but I couldn't say no, and it's a fun show.
Oh, my goodness.
And the episode will air on January 16th, but don't blink or you'll miss me.
Right.
Well, I can't wait. It's one of my favorite shows.
Are
so.
You serious?
Oh, I love pretty that cool. show.
It was pretty fantastic. The scene we shot yesterday, I'm not allowed to say anything.
Okay.
It's really crazy, but all of the period, there were lots of people there, and everyone was in period clothing, and the set's fantastic, and... It was fun. It was a lot of fun.
It's one of the most interesting shows on television, I think, right now. So I was excited when I saw you were going to be on it.
Shoot it on film.
Oh, really?
Is that really?
These days, because everything is done digitally.
That's why it has that interesting look to it, then too.
What now? When she does, is shooting on film versus tape any different for the actor, or does it make a difference?
Well, it makes a difference when you watch it.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. Just in terms of the process of when they.
Digital shooting is much more unkind.
Ah, okay.
To the actor.
I see. So you get a little softer look with the film, obviously, yeah. Now, Marcia was telling me that the whole audition process it has changed. I mean, you did not, for Lucky Guy, I'm kind of jumping back again, with Lucky Guy, you didn't really audition in person for that, did you? It was all done via the internet some way, and that's kind of, I don't know how new that is, but it's certainly not what we're used to in community theater.
That's right. Well, it's increasingly popular these days,
mm-hmm.
in theater and in television and film, because I think because the technology is so readily available to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
I recorded this audition. I was asked to send in the tape. I recorded it. Uploaded it to a YouTube channel, sent it in, and I thought I was going to have to go back for Lucky Guy. I thought I was going to have to fly in for a callback to New York to meet with the director, but I was doing a show at the Indiana Rep, and I was only available on Monday to fly in.
Mm-hmm.
So it sort of went away for a while, and then I got a call that I had been cast, and I never was in the room with them. I just had sent in my tape. Now, I have a reel as an actor, that is sort of my reel, my digital resume, if you will.
Right.
And that gets sent to places. So people get a sense of what your work is, and increasingly, because people have to be, you know, people are all over the country working or all around the world working, they can see auditions and see actors in the comfort of, you know, their office at lunch or their home at night after they get done shooting, and be able to make a decision that way. So, and I actually recorded got another show, another job offer for a play at Arena Stage, for a play called Good People that I had to pass on, that I would have been doing had I not gotten Lucky Guy. But I recorded that on my iPad in my room at the Candlewood Suites in Indianapolis, uploaded it to YouTube, sent it in, and then, you know, a couple weeks later, my phone rings with a job offer. It's crazy. It's really
crazy. So what do they send
crazy.
You
I remember when we used to have to walk barefoot through the snow.
Yeah.
What do they send you as an audition piece, like a monologue, or what do they do?
It's exactly what you would have to do if you were there in person. You know, you have to do scenes.
Okay.
So what, do they email you the scene? That's what he says.
Oh, okay. She's talking.
I have to have somebody there reading it with me.
Oh, okay, you know? I see. Right.
I have to do the scene. But, yeah.
That's very interesting. That's very cool.
Yeah, I'm very quiet over here. Sorry, Dee Dee.
Yes, that's right. Some of you must be bursting with questions.
Are there any? I'd be curious. Are there any questions for Deirdre out of the audience? We've got a microphone set up.
Anything? That's right. Anybody got anything from out there? Anybody?
Oh, you're also quiet.
There. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Come on up to the
Michael. Have any questions for Dee Dee then?
Beware, it's Michael Green.
If you have a question, just step right up.
Oh, hi, Michael Green.
Hi.
Couldn't tell that who you were there.
Oh. I was wondering if you could repeat when you're going to be opening the play, and did you say it's in New York for Lucky Guy? I just caught the tail end of that.
Yes.
And when you open, where?
Lucky Guy begins previews March 1st at the Broadhurst Theater, which is on 44th Street in New York City, and opens April 1st, which is the Tony deadline, and runs currently through June 16th, probably more likely August 16th.
We'll break a leg. Maybe we'll see you.
That's right. Hey, the other one, I was going to ask you, you just finished with the Indiana rep with A House That Jack Built, not A House, House That Jack Built. That was me saying It's House That Jack Built, right? That's the name of the title. The House That Jack Built. There was something that Marcia mentioned, is that was actually taped one night for Pulitzer consideration.
Yes, The House That Jack Built was written by the Indiana Repertory Theater resident playwright of 15 years, James Still.
Uh-huh.
And he has won a few prizes for this particular play already, and they record on video now, just not too dissimilar from the audition that I just described.
Right.
They videotape a performance, and that's how... that accompanies the script for play submissions to the Pulitzer Prize Committee.
Cool. Do you have to be like pre-nominated or okayed to send it in, or is it kind of like an open submission?
You know what? That's a good question, Dave. I really don't know how that works in terms of, you know, if you could write a play and you could send it in for, you know, Pulitzer consideration. I don't know. Right. I imagine there's some sort of process, but I'm not familiar with exactly what it is.
So, but Lucky Guy is your big focus now, right?
Yes. I'm giving up my little apartment here for the time being, and so I'm moving, and moving back to my apartment in Manhattan. So, So Lucky Guy and moving are really my.
That's right. Your big focus right now. Okay, so I was going to say you got a whole lot of sitting around time between now and the 14th. You know,
you
could write your book or.
Absolutely no. I've got to be on a boat to Catalina in 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Wow.
So I'm not sitting after this is done. I'm running out the door.
They're great.
Holidays, moving, and really, there's only a couple of weeks to move and get to New York City. So I have virtually no sitting around time, in fact.
Well, thanks for joining us today on Theater Geeks. And we will, I'm sure, see and hear from you not only via the internet, but also in the performing arts as well in the future. But now,
can I give a plug?
Sure.
I would like to tell both of the people in the audience that my new website is up, which is www.deirdrelovejoy.com. And if you are into the land of tweeting, my Twitter handle is ddlovejoy. And so please follow me, because that's how you can keep abreast of all the latest news.
Cool. Yes.
Thanks, Dave. And I really appreciate being an honorary geek.
That's right. You're hold up your mug. Nope, she hadn't got her mug. Oh, she didn't hear me. Never mind. We're going on to the next game here. Thank you very much.
Okay, now we're going to move on to limericks, and this is how the game's played. A member of our audience is going to be called up, and they're going to fill in the last word or phrase of three limericks. If he or she does so correctly for two of the three, He or she will win a beautiful prize donated by Be on the River Coffee and Gift Shop located in Elkhart, Indiana. So, Dave, you pick a name?
Tara Creighton.
Tara, come on up.
There we go.
And Dee Dee, you can help too.
Okay.
All right.
I'm terrible at these.
Okay, here's your first one. The king was incredibly vexed, so he scratched his own eyes into wrecks. His wife was his mother. His son was his brother. It's the classic called...
Oedipus Rex.
Oedipus Rex is correct.
That's right.
Very good. Okay, here's your second one. A stripper may be statuesque. A comedian sometimes grotesque. It's silly in body with music that's naughty, and it's theater known as...
Burlesque.
There you go. Okay, there we go.
I know, I keep hearing whispers from the entire audience.
That's okay. The whole audience is whispering there. They've all been there, apparently.
Here's, here's the last one. His dialogue isn't just filler. His salesman play is a killer. He married Monroe, gave Salem a go. The playwright known as...
You can say
Arthur
it out loud.
Arthur Miller, there you go.
You got three out of three.
Yeah,
those are good. Get to pick a fine prize from Be on the River. Thanks for playing.
So, pick your gift. All right. Well, thanks very much for joining us today, Deirdre Lovejoy, as well as...
They're never going to call her Dee Dee again.
I'm really hard to that. And Marsha and John and Demaree and Kevin Agelski. Hang on just a minute. I got to do something here. There we go. This is what we need. So this is our closeout music.
Oh, geez.
So I have to play the closeout music. I've done this for our shows live before, so we're trying it this time. So again, thanks for being with us. We're going to wrap up this show, and we'll be doing another one here from the Bristol Opera House in just a few minutes. I'm Dave Dufour.
I'm John Schell.
I'm Marsha Fulmer, and we are Theater Geeks. Hey, can I go down there and so she can
There's
see
another
me?
One?
Yeah, one more.
Hey, Scott.
She doesn't have to stay, does she? She's
nice to see you. I love you. Thank you very much.
Yes, I just Music for Theater Geeks was provided by MusicAlley.com. Music for Theater Geeks was provided by MusicAlley.com.